第九章。
Brothers and sisters, may you please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
John, chapter
9. 我们从第一节读到十七节。
Let's read from verses 1 through 17.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth.
门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind?
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents,But it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人做工了。
We must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and applied the clay to his eyes.
对他说，你往西罗亚池子去，你去洗。西罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了。
And said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went away and washed and came back seeing.
他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说，这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？
Therefore the neighbors and those who previously saw him as a beggar were saying, Is not this the one who used to sit and beg?
有人说是他，有人说不是，却是像他，他自己说是我。
Others were saying, This is he. Still others were saying, No, but he is like him. He kept saying, I am the one.
他们对他说，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？
So they were saying to him, How then were your eyes opened?
他回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他和你摸我的眼睛，对我说，你往西罗亚池子去洗。我去一洗，就看见了。
He answered, The man who is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and said to me, Go to Siloam and wash. So I went away and washed, and I received sight.
他们说，那个人在哪里？他说，我不知道。
They said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know.
他们把从前瞎眼的带到法利赛人那里。
They brought to the Pharisees the man who was formerly blind.
耶稣和你开他眼睛的日子是安息日。
Now it was a Sabbath on a day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes.
法利赛人也问他是怎么得看见的，瞎子对他们说，他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。
Then the Pharisees also were asking him again how he received his sight, and he said to them,He applied clay to my eyes, and I washed, and I see.
法利赛人中有的说，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。又有人说，一个罪人怎么能行这样的神迹？他们就起了纷争。
Therefore, some of the Pharisees were saying, This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. But others were saying, How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? And there was a division among them.
他们又对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？他说是个先知。
So they said to the blind man again, What do you say about him since he opened your eyes? And he said, He is a prophet.
我们再读二十四节、二十五节。
Let's now read verses 24 and 25.
所以法利赛人第二次叫那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归给神。我们知道这人是个罪人。
So a second time they called the man who had been blind,And said to him, Give glory to God, we know that this man is a sinner.
他说他是个罪人，不是，我不知道，有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
Verse 25, he then answered, Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see.
我们再翻到三十五节到四十一节。
Now let's turn to verses 35 to 41.
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见了他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
Jesus heard that they had put him out, and finding him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”
He answered, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?"
耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话就是他。”
Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and he is the one who is talking with you."
他说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。”
And he said, Lord, I believed, and he worshipped him.
耶稣说,我为审判到这世上来,叫不能看见的可以看见,能看见的反瞎了眼。
And Jesus said, For judgment I came into this world, so that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind.
同他在那里的法裔上听见这话,就说,难道我们也瞎了眼吗?
Those of the Pharisees who were with them heard these things and said to him, We are not blind too, are we?
耶稣对他们说,你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了,但如今你们说我们能看见,所以你们的罪还在。
Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin, but since you say we see, your sin remains.
请我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
总感谢你早晨,我们带一个寻求渴慕的心来到你面前。
Lord, we thank you that today with seeking hearts we can come before you.
每次我们来到你面前,我们心是何等的满了喜乐。
Every time we come before you, our hearts are filled with joy.
因为我们都是蒙恩的儿女,我们能够常常势力在你面前,一同来领受你的话。
Because we are children who have been saved by grace, here to receive your word.
当然,早晨你的话,真是在我们里面发出亮光,照亮我们里面的眼睛。
May your word truly shine upon our hearts this morning and open our eyes.
让我们更多认识你,实在是神的儿子。
So that we can truly see you are the Son of God.
是神心中的至宝。
That you are the treasure of God's heart. And may our hearts love you more. May you perform such works today. And as we gaze upon you, we continue to need you as our refuge. Because only those who rely on salvation of Christ can come before the throne. So with a simple faith and a humble heart, we come before your throne. We pray all these things in your name.
Amen. Amen.
So brothers and sisters, this morning we'll continue to look through the Gospel of John. We talked about in John chapter 8 that the Lord is the light of the world.
因为在第八章里面他们记载当法利赛人跟文士的带着一个行淫的妇人来到耶稣的面前
Because in chapter 8 we read how the Pharisees brought an adulterous woman before Christ
然后他们在那里问耶稣说
And then they asked the Lord there
他说摩西律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死你说该怎么把她怎么样呢
They asked, Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?
他们说这个话呢,是要试探耶稣。
And they said this to test him.
所以说没有回答他们的问题。
And the Lord did not answer their question.
所以说只在那里,弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
But he stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground.
然后他们又不住地在问耶稣。
And they persisted in asking.
然后主耶稣他就直起腰来对他们说了一句话。
And the Lord rose up and just said one thing to them. He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. And then again, the Lord Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground. So when the Pharisees heard the Lord Jesus say such things,
圣经告诉我们说,他们从老到少一个一个都出去了。
It says, the scripture says, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones.
听见主耶稣说,你们中间谁是没有罪的,
when they heard that, that the Lord said, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone.
为什么他们听见这句话,他们从老到少一个一个都走掉了?
Why then would they leave one by one, beginning with the older ones?
因为在那里我们看见光出来了。
Because there we see that the light has been shown.
光照在这些人的身上。
The light has shone upon these people so that their hidden sins may be revealed. So
when they saw themselves as a sinner, they would one by one.
So when they see that they are sinners, they would leave one by one.
So
So the Lord then says to the woman, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more. So then the Lord Jesus says, I am the light of the world. So the light of the world in chapter 8 is meant for us to see. And when this light shines upon man, we are able to see the sins within us. We can see that we are nothing but sinners.
而到第九章呢,
and then in chapter 9,
主耶稣再次说到他是世上的光,
he once again says, I am the light of the world.
然后底下他就医治那个生来是瞎眼的人,
and he interacts with the man who was born blind.
那第九章这个世界光和第八章的世界光有什么不同呢?
So what is the difference between the light of the world in chapter 9 and the light of the world in chapter 8?
第八章的光乃是叫人看见自己的罪。
In chapter 8, the light is meant for man to see his own sin.
第九章的光一照出来的时候,
but in chapter 9, when the light is shown,
乃是叫人看见耶稣他是神的儿子。
It is meant for man to see that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
所以这章到末了说，当主耶稣再次遇到这个瞎眼得医治的人。
So when Jesus later sees the man who was born blind healed again later on.
他说你信神的儿子吗?
He says, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
他说主啊，我信。然后他在那就拜耶稣。
Lord, then he believes and he worships the Lord there.
所以我们看见第九章这个世界光，它的功用显出来的时候，乃是叫人里面眼睛被打开。
So in chapter 9, this light is meant for man to open the eyes of his heart.
然后认识主,
to see that the Lord Jesus is truly the Son of God.
当然这是光的两方面功用,
so these are the two aspects of the light.
一方面是消极的,
on one hand, it is to reveal the sin within.
当光显出来的时候,
because it will then reveal the various sins within man's heart.
但是更积极的,
but when the light shines upon our hearts,
那是叫我们更多认识主耶稣基督他是谁,
it is meant for us to more better understand who 叫我们, is the Son of God. 叫我们明白属灵的事情, to help us understand spiritual matters. This is what chapter 9 is trying to tell us. So we see a man who is blind from birth. We know that the Lord has performed many miracles while he was on earth. And amongst these miracles, there are many instances where blind men were healed and were able to see again. Amongst the Gospels, there are 7 instances where a blind person was healed. And amongst them, 2 of the instances are the same instance.
所以等于主耶稣在地上的时候，有6次在那边叫瞎子看见。
So there were 6 times when the Lord healed a blind man.
唯独约翰福音所记载这个瞎子，告诉我们说他是一个生来是瞎眼的。
And in chapter 9, we see that this man was blind from birth.
这是约翰福音和其他福音书所记载不同的一个点。
And this is a difference between this blind man and other blind men.
因为约翰福音里面所记载的神迹有特别的意义。
Because the miracle recorded in John has a special meaning.
我们说，约翰福音里面神迹都是用兆头，都是一个记号。
We know that the miracles in John are meant to be signs.
所以这个生来瞎眼这个得医治的是一个兆头，是有一个特别目的的。
So this miracle is a sign in itself. There's a special meaning behind it.
因为约翰福音里面这些神迹都是有个代表性的。
Because these miracles are meant to represent something.
所以这个瞎眼得医治，它是一个代表性的。
So there's a representative matter from this man being blind from birth.
并且我们看见主耶稣遇见这个瞎子不是偶然发生的。
And we know that it is not a coincidence that Jesus meets this man.
是在神主宰底下他遇到这个瞎子。
But this all happens under the dominion of God.
我们知道一个生来是瞎眼的人，说到他一出生的时候他就看不见了。
We know that this man was blind from birth, so from birth he could not see.
他整个人是活在黑暗里面。
His whole life is living in darkness.
他完全看不见外面物质的世界是怎么一回事。
He cannot see the external world.
人可以在那边告诉他外面很多物质的东西非常美丽，非常怎么样。
Man can tell this person what beautiful things are out there.
人可以在那边用各种方式来形容一样东西。
And they can use various means to describe the thing.
但是一个瞎眼对他来说，他完全不能理解，完全不能理会。
But to a blind man, he cannot understand.
他可以用他的手去触摸，是有点感觉。
He can use his hands to touch and feel things.
但是因为他从来没有看见那个东西到底是长得是怎么样。
But because he cannot see what this thing actually looks like.
他对那个东西完全一点概念都没有。
Then he has no understanding of this thing that he is interacting with.
所以虽然他可以去摸，但他只能在那推测、猜测这个东西到底是长得怎么样。
So by touching, he can only infer or guess what the thing is.
我想这个就是一个生了瞎眼的人他生活的一个情形。
So this is the condition of someone who is blind from birth.
说当这个瞎主耶稣遇到这个生了瞎眼的人的时候那门徒就问耶稣说
So when Jesus meets this man, blind from birth, his disciples ask him.
他说这人生了是瞎眼是谁犯了罪呢是这人呢还是他父母呢
Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind?
耶稣说不是这人犯了罪也不是他父母犯了罪。
It says it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents.
是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
But it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
为什么门徒会问这样话呢
Why would the disciples ask this question?
因为在人的天性里面总是有一个概念。
Because in this natural world, we all have this belief.
有一种因果关系。
That there are consequences of our actions.
所以今天我们看见有时候我们人遇到一件事情的时候
So when we run into situations,
特别他遇到灾难灾祸的时候
especially when we run into tragedies,
我们很快就想说这个人一定是犯了什么罪
We immediately think it is because this man has done something wrong.
或是他先祖犯了什么罪
Or maybe his ancestors did something wrong.
不然他怎么会遭遇到这样的灾难呢
Or else how would he run into such a disaster?
或是说有的人遇到一件很好的事情
Or when man runs into a good thing.
然后我们会想说这个一定是他先祖做了什么好事有应得复辟的他。
We think that, oh, it's because his ancestors did something good that he can enjoy the benefit now.
在他就遇到这些非常好的幸运的事情。
So that's why he can enjoy all these good things.
在路加福音十三章那里也记载一件事情。
And in Luke 13 also references something.
主耶稣对那些人说从前哥斯西罗亚楼倒塌的时候压死了十八个人
He references when the tower in Siloam fell and killed 18 people
主耶稣说你们以为那些比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗
The Lord Jesus asked Do you suppose that these people are worse culprits than all men who live in Jerusalem 因为主知道
这些那些犹太人心中一定有想说这些楼这个楼房倒下压死了十八个人
Because he knows that the Jews, what their thoughts are when this tower had fell and killed those people.
很多罪比别人更罪恶。
They must think that these people have committed worse sins than others.
他们才会遭遇到这样的灾难。
Therefore, they have met such a tragic end.
我想这我们常常是不是也有这样的观念？
Do we also have these thoughts?
主耶稣说不是。
The Lord Jesus says, it is not this way.
主耶稣告诉他们如果是你们不悔改的话你们也会遭遇到灭亡你们也最终也是要灭亡
The Lord says unless you repent you yourselves will also die at some point
不是因为他们犯了什么罪不是为他们好像犯了罪犯了什么罪或是说他们先祖犯了什么罪
It is not because that they committed such sins or their ancestors committed such sins
或是他们罪比别人更恶劣
or that their sins are worse than others
是因为这些人不愿悔改
But it is because these people would not repent.
我想不仅是犹太人中国人同样有这样的观念
I think not only Jews, but Chinese people also have this thinking.
一方面好像律法也好像在那边很清楚的记载说神在那追讨人的罪是从今世直到父子三世代
There's a saying that the consequences are due to will affect generations three or four lines down the line.
所以很显然呢，怀善在门徒在问的说，这个人生来瞎眼，就是因为不是他自己犯罪，一定是他先祖犯罪，他父母犯的罪。
That's why the disciples think that this man being born from blind must be a result of his own action or his parents.
但是他们却不明白律法里面真正的本意是什么。
But they don't understand the true meaning of the law.
所以律法反而成为他们捆绑。
So this law instead becomes their bondage.
叫他们落在黑暗里面。
And that they fall into darkness.
没有光。
And they have no light.
因为我们知道当时整个犹太人落在一个宗教的里面。
Because we know Jews at that time were under this religious
system. 受这些律法的捆绑辖制。
And they were under the bondage of the law.
是一个没有生命的东西。
And they had no life in them.
因着没有生命就没有光。
And because there was no life, there was no light.
所以耶稣回答他们说不是这人犯罪，也不是他父母犯罪。
So Jesus answers, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents.
是要在他身上显出神的作为来，显出神的工作来。
But it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
主耶稣要使他眼睛看见有光。
The Lord Jesus wants him to be able to see, to have light.
所以主耶稣在那里就告诉我们说他是世上的光。
That's why the Lord says there, I am the light of the world.
他来了, 乃是这样因着信他,
he says this because when he comes, through faith in him, we have light and we can see. And we can see the Son of God and we have understanding of spiritual
matters.
So why does John record that this man was blind from birth? Because here it wants to show that today all men, when we are born, we are blind. When we are born, we are in darkness. It's not because we committed such sins, but it's because we are the descendants of Adam. So as the descendants of Adam, we are all blind. And we cannot see God. We cannot understand spiritual matters. Even in amongst natural man, the best man, he cannot know God either. And he has no understanding of any spiritual matter. We talked about Nicodemus before. We can say that Nicodemus is the best representation of natural man.
那尼哥底母的这个名字的意思是什么呢?
What is the meaning of his name?
他的名字叫做民众中的得胜者。
It is the overcome...
民众 among the people, victory.
The great one among the... victory among the people.
他可以说在一个天然的里面他是一个得胜者。
We can say that amongst the natural man, he is the victor. Because he is in the Jewish religion. And we can say that amongst all religions, the Jewish is the best religion. Because there is nothing as complete as that, that religion. And also he is a man of the Israelites, he is a teacher. So we can say he has the best teacher amongst the best religion. Just like how today we call the professors at Harvard the best professors. And he is also one who has a high position in society. And he has a authority, he has power. But the Lord Jesus says he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And he talks about the matter of being reborn. And Nicodemus cannot understand what it means to be reborn. So amongst a natural man, he might be someone who is very good and well done. But he's someone who does not know God at all. He does not understand spiritual matters at all. Why? Because he is a man who is blind from birth. How many people today are like Nicodemus? We can say that they do well in a lot of areas, that they're very smart and top of line. But when we talk about matters pertaining to God, they have no way to understand. And they reject it. Because they cannot see God. And they cannot understand God's matters. But when a person is reborn and is saved, he has life. Then he has light. Then he can know God. Then he can understand spiritual things. So the Lord Jesus says it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. So that this person can escape from darkness into the light. This is the work that the Lord Jesus wants to perform. That he must do the things that the one who sent him has called him to do. So here he says must. It says, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. So we know that in John chapter 4, when the Lord is going to Galilee, we know that he did not go the normal route, but he went by the Jordan. So he must pass through Samaria. He must pass through Samaria. Because there was a woman to give her living water so that her thirst may be eternally satisfied. So this is the road that the Lord must take, because he must work the works of the one who sent him. So we know that the Lord must perform these works, because this is what God wants him to do. So, brothers and sisters, we can see, when God called Paul to do his works, he calls him to, he sends him out to open the people's eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the dominion of Satan to God. This is God's work. This is what God, the work that God wants his people to do, so that man's eyes may be opened, so that they may turn from darkness to light, so they may turn from the dominion of Satan to God. This is his primary work. So we mentioned that healing the blind is a constant miracle we see. So brothers and sisters, we can see that there are many works that God wants us to do. But one of the most important things amongst these is so that man's eyes may be opened, that they can see God, that they can know God and understand spiritual things. We know these things can only be accomplished by the Holy Spirit. So we see that Paul has a prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and a knowledge of him. Pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance, the riches and glories of the inheritance in the saints.
So we see that the eyes of people are opened.
So we know that when the eyes of man are opened, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. I think this is also something that guides the way we serve. We see today that many people who know God, those who are spiritually more mature, when they serve, they're not just doing external things. They're not just speaking on things from Scripture to others, but he's there doing a work. And they're doing a work that the Lord is doing, that the eyes of man may be opened, so that man may no longer live in darkness, so that man may see God, so that they may understand spiritual things and the will of God. So brothers and sisters, do you see the value of such work? So when Paul was sent out, the primary work he was doing was to open the eyes of man. When God sends him out, he does many works.
只是说,差他出去是要叫人眼睛被打开。
But the primary work of Paul is so that the eyes of man may be opened.
从黑暗里面归向光明。
That they may turn from darkness to light.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
我们今天看见许多的人在服侍的时候说,叫我们眼睛的确被打开了。
So we see today many people who serve, when they serve, our eyes are opened.
以前天典长弟兄讲到说,斯百克弟兄到台湾的时候,
So before, an elderly brother was talking about how Brother Sparks, when he went to Taiwan,
他讲的道理好像真理好像也非常简单。
The things and the truths he shares seem to be very simple.
但是他一讲的时候呢,
but when he speaks on these things,
好像他们里面眼睛也同样看见了。
It's as if the eyes of their hearts are also open and understand. And they have been enlightened.
所以当他们眼睛被打开以后,
so when their eyes have been opened,
他们整个属灵光景不一样了,
then their whole spiritual condition is different.
他们整个生命改变了,
and their whole lives have changed.
所以我们看见这个瞎子他看见以后,
so we see when this blind man can see, he's completely different.
有人他也是一个讨饭的,
he was the beggar.
有人说是他吗? 有人说又不是,
some people say, is this him? Some others say, no.
但是又像他,
but it is like him.
的确,
yes, he was blind.
但是现在看见他, 眼睛是打开是亮的,
but now his eyes have been opened and there's light.
又像他,
it's like him, but it's also not like him.
但他自己说,
but he kept saying, I am the one.
这个人因着眼睛被打开, 他完全,
so we see this man, because his eyes have been opened, his life is completely different.
神的儿女们, 他蒙恩得救的时候也是一样,
so when brothers and sisters have been saved by grace, it is the same.
不是他们因为明白许多圣经的道理,
it's not because they understand many things from the Bible.
但是因为他们眼睛被打开了,
but it's because their eyes have been opened.
里面眼睛明亮了,
their eyes have light.
他们看见原来他是一个罪人,
they can see that they used to be sinners.
他们看见, 原来是落在黑暗里面罪恶里面的一个人,
they can see that they used to be fallen in darkness and sin.
但他们现在眼睛打开, 他们认识神的儿子主,
but now their eyes have been opened and they know Christ as the Son of God.
所以这是约翰福音里面 记载这一件事情所要突出的一个特性。
So this is the thing that John wants to emphasize.
那我们看底下主耶稣怎么样医治这个瞎眼的呢？
Now let's look at how the Lord Jesus heals this man.
我们知道主耶稣在地上医治病人的时候呢，行神迹的时候，
we know that when the Lord performed miracles,
有时候一句话人就得了医治。
Sometimes they are healed with just one word.
像那个第五章那个躺了38年那个瘸腿的瘫子,
just like the lame man in chapter 5.
主耶稣说你起来拿你的褥子走吧。
Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your pallet and walk. And immediately the man got up and walked. And for some other times when the Lord touches someone, someone is healed. He does not need to do many things. Just one word. With one word, he can accomplish healing. And with simple touch, someone's illness can be healed.
所以我们看见主耶稣在地上行神迹的时候，的确也是用许多方法在那边医治人。
So we see that the Lord uses various means to heal others.
行神迹,
to perform his miracles.
但是在这里，主耶稣叫这个瞎眼的得看见，这个方法是很特别的。
But the manner in which he heals this blind man is very unique.
是令人无法理解，甚至难以接受的。
It is something that man cannot simply understand or even reject at times.
都是我们去读其他福音书，主耶稣医治那些瞎子的事情。
If we read about other instances where Jesus heals someone blind,
有时候主耶稣对那个瞎子说，你的信救了你的。
Sometimes he would say, your faith has made you well.
那瞎子立刻就看见了。
And the blind man can suddenly see.
有一次曾经主耶稣也是用那个唾沫摸在一个人瞎子身上。
There was another instance where Jesus also uses clay in order to heal someone.
主耶稣用那个唾沫摸在瞎子身上，然后他就看见了。And
when this clay was applied to the man can see.
但是那个瞎子看见的时候，他说我看见人，但是又像树在行走。
像树，一棵树。 Okay. And the man could see, but then he walks as if he was like a tree.
然后主耶稣再次用他的手摸他眼睛。And
then the Lord touches his eyes.
然后他就看得非常清楚。And
then he could see clearly.
所以我们看见主耶稣在那些医治病的神迹里面，常常用一些好像一个非常简单的方式，就叫人病得医治，就行了一个神迹。
So amongst these miracles, it seems that the Lord uses very simple means to heal someone.
但是在约翰福音里面记载这个医这个瞎子，好像这个方法稍微复杂一点。
But in John chapter 9, this method of healing seems to be a bit more complex. Why does the Lord not just say a simple word to heal this man? Because the Lord is capable of doing this.
主耶稣也可以说,一摸他眼睛,他眼睛就看见了。
The Lord can also simply just touch the man and the man can be healed.
但是在这里,主耶稣却用他口中的唾沫,然后就和泥摸在那个瞎子眼睛上。
But here he sat on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and applied the clay to the man's eyes.
我们想这个方法实在是令人很无法理解。
I think this method, man is unable to comprehend it. He could have done it in a more simple way. Why didn't he?
我想这个就要凸显一样福音的这个特性。
I think this is trying to emphasize what the entire Gospel of John is trying to show.
因为在这里的瞎子刚才说，这是一个代表性的。
Because we said that this is meant to be a representation.
他得医治的方法也是有代表性的。
And the way this man is healed is also is meant to represent something.
我们说到主耶稣在第八章两次弯腰在地上画字。
In John chapter 8, we mentioned that the Lord stooped down twice to write on the ground.
主耶稣的动作不是没有意义的。
The Lord's actions are not without meaning.
主耶稣的动作都有一个属灵意义在那里。
There is always a spiritual significance.
所以同样为什么一样福音第九章，耶稣用这种方式来医治这个瞎眼的。
So in John chapter 9, why did the Lord heal the man in such a way?
这里要表明什么？
What is he trying to show here?
他说他是用唾沫，就是口中出来的东西。
So he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle.
什么是口中出来的东西？
What is the things that come from his mouth?
我想在这里有一个意思表明，主手中说出来的话。
The spit is meant to represent the words that he speaks.
那又加上泥土,
and then he made clay of it.
我们知道泥土乃是神造人的时候所用的一个材料。
Clay was the material with which God made man with.
所以在这里主耶稣医这个瞎子乃是用他口中的话, 还有用他自己,
so he uses his own word when healing this man.
来摸他的眼睛,
and touches his eyes.
我想摸就是讲到一个圣灵的一个涂抹。
So by touching, it is a touching of the Spirit.
所以我们看见在这里，那是让我们看见，原来在这个瞎子和主在这里有一个活的一个接触。
So we see that there is this live interaction between this man and Jesus.
在这里，主的话和他有一个活的接触。
That the Word of God has live interaction with this man.
因为在这里。 我们看见当一个人和这个生命的主有个活的接触的时候，
because we see when there is this connection between this man and the Word of God,
他眼睛就得以明亮了。
His eyes have been opened.
当一个人在那常常和主有一个亲密的交通，和主在那有亲密的连结的时候，
when there is intimate fellowship and connection with God,
他里面的眼睛就被打开了。
Then the inner eyes are open.
当神的话一解开的时候，
when the Word of God is
unlocked,
then our eyes will be open and we can see more clearly.
因为圣经告诉我们说，他的话一解开，一面就得通达；他的话一解开，就有亮光，就有启示。Because
when His Word is unlocked and we understand it, then there is light.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里让我们可以看见。So
brothers and sisters, we can see here.
人属灵眼睛能够被打开是什么？怎样来？ 为什么人的属灵眼睛能够被打开，能够有属灵的看见呢？
How does the spiritual eyes of man are? How are they open, and how can they see?
那是当人愿意常常来到主面前，与他亲近的时候。
It is only when man constantly comes before God,
圣灵就把神的儿子启示在我们里面。
Then the Spirit will reveal the Son in our heart.
当我们在神面前在默想寻求神的话的时候，
and when we look for His Word,
圣灵就把那些话一解开。
Then the Spirit also unlocks His Word for us. And then our eyes open to have light. Then we can see the mysteries of God's Word. And then we can have understanding of what He's trying to say. I think this is a characteristic of this new covenant. Because in Hebrews, today His law and His Word is in our hearts. Has been graved in our hearts. And today the Spirit dwells within us. So when we understand God's Word, it's not because of external things we have learned. But it is a knowing that comes from within. It's not something that can be taught or learned from the outside. But it is the teaching of the Holy Spirit. That the Word of God may be revealed and the clay applied to our hearts. Then our eyes will have light. Then we can know God. Then we can also see another aspect of this. It is to see man's faith and obedience. Because when the clay was applied to this man's eyes, the Lord tells him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Because when he goes and washes, he will be able to see. So when the Lord says this, the man must think, oh, if I do this, I will see. The Lord says, go wash. And the man went away and washed. And right as he washed, the man came back seeing. We can see why the man is able to see. The man did not doubt the ways of God. Because he already cannot see, and now he has clay on his eyes. He can't see even more. But the Lord calls him to go, and the man goes. And he obeys. This obedience comes with faith. He trusts in the Word of God. Even though he cannot understand, but he knows he just needs to act in the way that the Lord has called him. And if he acts this way, then this will happen. So brothers and sisters, we can see another spiritual lesson here. Often we have spiritual sight. And I think this is a very important thing. May our eyes often be open so that we may know God and His teachings. But how come sometimes we cannot accomplish the things that we want to accomplish? Because it tells us here, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Him. The Holy Spirit will reveal the things to those who obey God. Because if they understand the Word, they will go and obey. It's not just to understand the literal meaning of things. It's not just simply how to understand some truth. But it is when they understand that the will of God, that they go and make it and action it. So the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Him. To those who have an obedient heart towards God. That they may know what the will of God is. Because if they know the will of God, then they will want to go and follow the will of God. So we see this blind man. The Lord Jesus says, go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he goes. And when he went away and washed, he came back seeing. And we see throughout Scripture, when man is willing to follow God's commandments, then there's a miracle, there something happens. Just like the miracle of Cana when water was turned into wine. When Jesus says to the people, to them, fill the water pots with water. And then he also says, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. Then they actioned these things. They didn't question him, they just did it. And I think as they took it to the head waiter, the water turned into wine. it turned into wine.
所以当他们送到管宴席那里的时候，管宴席一尝，哦，原来是一个好酒。
So when the head waiter tasted the water, which had become, it had already become wine.
这就是我们可以看见，只要顺服。
So we see. So we see here, as long as we obey, then things will happen. So we see that when the man washes, he comes back seeing. And we see that his sight, his understanding continues to grow.
当他眼睛被医治看见以后,
that when his eyes have been healed,
有人就问他说，那开眼叫你眼睛打开那个人是谁呢？
When the people ask him, who was the man who called, who healed you?
他说有一个人名叫耶稣。
He says there is a man who is called Jesus.
然后第二次有人说，他是看眼睛，他是怎样的人呢？
And then second time they ask, what kind of man was the one who healed him?
他说他是个先知。
He said, the man said, he is a prophet.
对主认识好像一直在往前。
So you can see here, his knowledge of the Lord Jesus seems to grow. At first, he only knew that the man was called Jesus.
他到底是怎样的人,
what type of person Jesus was, he had no idea.
但是再往前,人家再问他说,哦,他不仅是一个名字叫耶稣,
but as people continue to question him, then he says he is a prophet.
先知就是他是从神差来的。
Prophet means being sent by God.
那底下,等到主耶稣在遇见他的时候,他看见,
and then at the end, when the Lord Jesus meets him once more, he is able to know that he is the Son of Man. So we see that this man's knowledge of the Lord continues to grow. So brothers and sisters, when our eyes are open, we go through the same thing. When we are saved by grace, we can see.
这位拯救我的，他名字叫耶稣。
When we at that stage, we know that the man who saved us is called Jesus.
这位耶稣乃是要将他自己百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
And he is the one who has saved us from death.
我们认识他是我们的救主。
We recognize him as our Savior.
他把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来，释放出来。
And he saves us from sin and frees us from sin.
他救了我。
He has saved me.
感谢主，对这个感谢主，这样认识是极其宝贵的。
Thank the Lord. What a great knowledge this is. But this is only the foundational knowledge of him. Not only is he the Lord Jesus who saved us from death, but we see here he is also that prophet who was sent from God. He has brought the word of God to us. He has shown us the heart of God. And we often come before him to receive his word. So that we can know what type of God he is.
借着他的话,
and through him we can know God's will.
但是若是我们继续往前走的时候,
but if we continue reading on,
我们看见他认识这位医治他的原来他不只是耶稣不仅是一个先知,
that the one who saved him, not only is he a prophet, he is the Son of God. And when he sees the Son of God, he worships him. So here we can see that as our understanding of God, as it continues to grow, even though at the beginning we might know him as Jesus, as our Savior, and we know him as a prophet sent by God so we can understand his word, but it seems that at that point we don't treasure him yet. And we won't humbly worship him. Only one day when our eyes are opened again, and when our eyes are even more enlightened, then we can see this is the Son of God, that he is a treasure of God's heart, that he is the beloved of God. He is so glorious and majestic. When our eyes have been opened and we know God in this way, when we know the Lord, then we come and humbly worship him. then we will treasure him.
人才会像保罗说, 要认识主耶稣基督,
that there is nothing more valuable than knowing the Lord, as Paul said. That we want to know him and follow him.
更多得着他,
and get more of him. To put him in a preeminent place. Because he is not simply the one who has saved me. He is not simply the one who has given me life. He is my Lord. He is my God. He is the glorious one who is now the treasure of my heart. And I want to give all of myself unto him. To worship him and praise him. To love him. To please him. To follow him. So we can see here this spiritual understanding. So it should be similar to us today. We look at Paul. He knows more about God than others, right? He has more spiritual understanding compared to others. But he still says,
他还要认识主耶稣，效法他的死，
that he may know him and be conformed to his death.
更多认识他是怎样从死里复活。
And the power of his resurrection.
保罗已经知道主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Paul already knows that the Lord has resurrected.
但是为什么他说他还晓得主耶稣怎样从死里复活呢？
But why does Paul say that I may know him?
因为他更深认识什么是从死里复活。
Because he wants to more intimately know what it means.
他已经认识主耶稣已经很多了。
He already has a lot of knowledge about the Lord.
但是他告诉我们说他还不是自以为已经得着了。
But he says he does not regard himself as having laid hold of it yet.
他还是在那里忘记背后努力面前向着标杆一路追求。
But one thing he does, forgetting what lies ahead and reaching toward what lies ahead.
他要更多认识基督。
He wants to know God, the Lord more. And by knowing more of Christ, he can more treasure him. Then he can experience the Lord's abundance. Then he can understand his grace. So we see Paul's understanding of the Lord is growing and growing. There's no one more understanding than Paul that the Lord is the Son of God. But Paul knows how limitless the Lord is and wants to know more. And he wants to dedicate his whole life towards knowing him. So that's why he says, I do not regard myself as laying hold of it yet. Yes, he has already received Christ. But he knows that the Lord, there's more to the Lord that he can gain. So that's why he continues to reach forward and continues to run the race. And here we can also see this blind man. Even though his understanding of the Lord is elementary, but he says something.
他说有一件事情我知道,从前我是眼瞎的,如今能看见了。
He says, one thing I do know, that I was formerly blind, but now I see.
用什么,虽然我们属于认识,
brothers and sisters, even though our spiritual understanding,
也许,不管认识,属于认识有多或是少,
even if we know a lot or we don't,
或是说深或是浅,
whether we know very deeply or very shallowly,
但是虽然年纪一直往前走的,
but this comes along with experience and age. Even though today we cannot fully comprehend the glory and majesty of Christ, or maybe we just understand our Lord as our Savior, other people might know him more, even as a prophet who brings the word of God to us. Or maybe we haven't truly reached that step yet where we recognize the Lord as the Son of God. And we have not yet have that full humility to worship him. But when we have been saved by grace and our eyes have been opened, there is one thing that we need to know. There is something that we need to have a firm spiritual grasp of.
从前我是眼瞎的, 如今能够看见了。
That we were formerly blind, but now we can see. So even though our knowledge of the Lord might be very limited,
还是不够,
it might not be enough.
但是我们要有一件事情很确定的,
but there's something we need to have a firm grasp on.
我从前是一个眼瞎的,
that I was formerly blind,
现在我能够看见了,
but now I can see.
从前我是一个罪人,
before I was a sinner,
是一个没有得救的人,
someone who was not saved,
但是现在我已经得救了,
but today I have been saved.
我们要确定事情, 我是一个得救的人,
we need to understand this. We have been saved.
这是我们每一个人重生得救人应该有一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of all those who have been saved.
不管我们是还在认识耶稣这个名字这个人的名字这个阶段也好,
even if we haven't reached a certain step yet in understanding of the Lord,
但是在一个基本的真理道理上而好,
maybe we might be very elementary of our spiritual understanding.
但是我们仍然要说,
but we need to be able to say,
确定有把握地说,
and we need to say with full conviction,
有一件事情,
there is one thing
是我所知道的,
that I know.
因为在那里, 这些怀善人就说他是一个罪人,
because there the Pharisee says that this man is a sinner.
他不是从神那里来的,
he did not come from God.
这个瞎眼得意思, 他说他到底是不是罪人, 我不知道,
but the man who is blind, he says, whether he is sinner, I do not know. I still don't have this full understanding of him yet. And I have a limited understanding of him. And whether he comes from God, I still do not know. But I can say with full conviction what has happened to me. Because this is an unchangeable truth. That, oh, I was blind. Now I see.
我眼睛明亮了,
my eyes have been enlightened.
最起码我认识他是耶稣,
at the very least, I know him as Christ. He is my Savior.
除他以外没有拯救,
and outside of him, there's none who can save.
吃下别人叫我们得救,
and there's no other name by which he can be saved.
这件事情每一个人都很确定的,
so brothers and sisters, we need to have this understanding. We need to have this conviction.
不要信主十年二十年搞不清到底有没有得救,
if you believed it for 10 or 20 years and don't know if you've been saved.
It
seems today that many brothers and sisters fall into this state.
人问他说,
when others ask that person, have you been reborn and saved?
不太确定,
he says, I'm not sure.
为什么呢?
Why?
是不是你仍然是在瞎眼里面?
Is it because you are still in darkness?
若是你知道从前你完全是看不见的一个人,
because if you knew that before you could not see at all, but today you can see. This is a very something experience, a very personal experience. This is a huge change. This is the testimony that all those who have been saved can make. Unless you are still in darkness, they cannot see. Because you are still blind. So you are fearful to say that you can see now. But we can see that this man who was born blind, who was healed,
他在那里说, 因为那些怀善说他是个罪人,
because the Pharisees say that the Lord was a sinner.
眼下说他是个罪人, 不是, 我不知道。
And then the man says, whether the Lord is a Savior, I do not know. So even though his understanding is very shallow,
但是他有一件事情,
but one thing,
有一件事情,
one thing,
我知道,
I do know.
这是我亲身的经历,
this is my own personal experience.
虽然我不能够把主耶稣讲得太多,
you know, I can't speak too much about Jesus.
把主耶稣讲得很清楚, 我没办法, 我不认识,
I'm unable to speak much about the Lord Jesus because I don't have a clear understanding of him. I cannot explain many spiritual truths. And many truths from Scripture I still do not understand. But something has happened to me. That though I was blind, now I see.
用这个,
so brothers and sisters, this is a testimony that every brother and sister should make. It's not to be unclear whether we have been saved or not. If we are still in this condition, then we need to reflect.
我们是不是像这个西岸德意志的说, 有一件事情,
we need to say to ourselves, can we be so sure of this one thing?
从前我是眼瞎的,
that we were formerly blind.
我已经看见了,
but now I see.
我今天已经不在黑暗里面, 我今天是在光明的国度里面,
today I'm no longer in darkness. I am in the light of His kingdom.
我是属于光明, 我是光明之子,
I am a children of the light.
感谢主,
so we thank the Lord that this is the testimony of the man born blind.
然后最后我们看见这些法利赛人,
so ultimately we see that these Pharisees,
当主耶稣说, 我来是为审判来到这世上, 叫不能看见的可以看见, 能看见的反而瞎眼。
When the Lord Jesus says, for judgment I came into this world so that those who do not see may see,
似乎这些法利赛人好像稍微能够听懂主耶稣的意思。
It seems that this Pharisees are trying to understand what he's saying.
所以当法利赛人听见这话说，就说难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
Then the Pharisees ask, we are not blind too, are we?
耶稣就对他们说，你们若是瞎了眼就没有罪。
Jesus said to them, if you were blind, then you would have no sin.
但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们罪还在。
But since you say we see, your sin remains.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
如果他们承认他们是一个眼瞎看不见的人,
if they confess that they are blind, they cannot see,
是活在黑暗里面不认识神的人,
if they live in darkness, that they cannot know God,
自然而然主就开他们眼睛, 让他们能够看见,
then the Lord will open their eyes so that they can see.
就他们不承认, 他们不承认他们是瞎眼的, 他们说我们是有看见的人, 你怎么说我们是瞎眼的人呢?
But they do not regard themselves as blind, they think they can see.
就主耶稣说, 你们的罪还在。
So the Lord says, your sin remains. So we see many people on earth today. When we share the gospel to them, share our testimony, they don't confess themselves to be blind. They think they know many things.
也许我们讲一些属灵的事情，他也会跟你讲一套一些什么神啊，什么灵界的事情。
When we speak of spiritual things, they might be able to say something pertaining to God.
我们说他们是活在黑暗里面，他们不承认。
We say that they live in darkness, but they do not admit it. And they think themselves to be living in a light. They say, my eyes can see clearly. There's nothing wrong with my sight. Yet you say that we are blind. These people, there's no way for God to save them. There's no way for the Lord to open their eyes. And recognize him as the Son of God.
这些犹太人,
these Pharisees, these Jews are like this.
主耶稣来到他们当中,
when the Lord comes up amongst them, the light has been shown on them.
但是他们却拒绝光,
yet they reject the light.
他们不接受光,
they don't accept the light.
他们拒绝神的儿子,
they reject the Son of God and nail him to the cross. They would rather live in darkness. And thus their sin remains.
感谢神，在这里我们也看见一个原则。
So we thank God, we see a principle here.
一个来到主面前愿意眼睛被打开的人。
That those who come before God who are willing to have their eyes opened by Him.
要知道我们所认识是非常有限的。
When we know that we have limited understanding.
我们对主认识非常很少不多。
We know that our knowledge of the Lord is not much.
我们不要以为我们知道了很多。
Do not think that you know much of Him.
为什么许多人属灵生命、属灵亮光不能一直往前走呢？
How come the light of some people cannot continue to shine?
因为他以为他知道很多。
Because they think they know enough.
以为他可以讲解圣经给他听。
They think they can speak on anything regarding Scripture.
他喜欢教导圣经给他听。
And they like to instruct on Scripture.
但不过都是一个外面字句教导而已。
But this is just external teachings.
他没有带一个谦卑的心来到主人面前来寻求他的亮光启示。
They did not come with a humble heart before God.
他们以为他们知道很多。
They think they know much.
不需要别人帮助, 不需要别人的教导。
They think they do not need others or others to teach them.
这样的人, 他的光永远就停留在某一个阶段里面而已。
These people, their light will only shine to such an extent.
不能往前走。
And they will be unable to go forward.
所以使徒保罗在更多前书第八章讲到吃祭偶像事物的事情。
So in 1 Corinthians 8, we know that Paul, when he was talking about things pertaining to sacrifice the idols.
他说我们知道论到祭偶像事物我们都晓得我们都有知识。
He says, we know that we have all knowledge pertaining things sacrificed to idols.
这个知识底下就告诉我们说我们知道只有神再没有别的神。
We know that there is one God, there is no other God.
我们也知道偶像在世上算不得什么。
And we know that idols are not good.
但底下他告诉我们说但知识是叫人自高自大。
But Paul says, knowledge makes arrogant.
唯有爱心能够造就人。
But love edifies.
底下他说,
He says, if anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known as he ought to know.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们常常觉得我们以为知道了什么，So
brothers and sisters, if you think you know something,
好像比别人知道更多，and
you think you know more than the person next to you,
保罗在这说，按照他所当知道的，他仍然不知道。
But here, Paul says, if anyone supposes that he knows anything, he has not yet known. He thinks he knows. He thinks he has seen. Yet he does not see. And what he knows is just something external. He does not know that only love can edify. And even though there are other brothers and sisters, they don't have this knowledge and they eat of these things. And many believers before they used to worship idols. So when and they eat of these things, sacrifice idols. So because their conscience is weak, they misunderstand. They don't have this knowledge. Some people have this knowledge.
但当在教会生活的时候,
but when they instruct on these things,
并且他们有这样知识,
because they disregard those who do not have this knowledge, and they look down upon those who are weak in conscience,
你怎么搞不清楚呢?
They say, this is such a simple matter, why don't you understand?
偶像算了什么?
Oh, what do idols amount to? They are not God. Because there is only one God. How come you don't eat of these things?
怎么这个不敢做,那个不敢做呢?
Why don't you do this or do that? Seems that this person has knowledge. But this is not true knowledge. When we live in a church, knowledge is important to us. Because if we do not have knowledge, we might continue to have a weak conscience. That everything that God gives is good. As long as you thank God, you can partake of it. But some people don't have this knowledge, don't have this understanding. There are some people who might eat of something and not eat another thing. And those who think that everything can be eaten, that's true knowledge. And we need to take after these people. We can eat, but we don't eat. In order to build others up. It's not to say that we can't eat certain things. It's not to say that we don't have certain knowledge. We have knowledge that we can eat anything. But for those brothers and sisters who are weaker in conscience, we might as well not eat. Because we know that we have this freedom to do many things. But for others' sake, we are willing to limit that freedom. I will not go to do these things. It's not to say that I can't do these things. I can. There's nothing wrong with my conscience. I can go anywhere. I can go to Las Vegas. There's nothing wrong with me going there. But I do not go. For others, people's conscience sake. Because when we go,
或者说,哇,这个弟兄都可以去了,
because some people say, oh, if that brother goes to Vegas, I can go too.
一个人去是不是心,出于心心?
And that person goes, not because of faith.
一个人去是一个出于心心。
Oh, that person goes because of faith.
所以保罗告诉我们说,凡事都可行,
so that's why Paul says, all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable.
因为在教会里面生活的时候,
because when we live in a church,
重要原则呢,
the important thing is to use love.
为那些软弱的,没有真知识的人,
to love those who are weaker in knowledge and conscience.
没有这样亮光启示的人,
to those who don't have this light. We need to sympathize with their weakness. Only if we can understand this, then that is true knowledge. Otherwise, we cannot understand these things. Otherwise, we are still in darkness. This is the condition of the Pharisees. Because they don't confess that they are blind. They think they are people who can see with their eyes. And thus, their sin remains. And they are still in darkness. And they are under the judgment of God. So may the Lord be gracious to us. We need more light. We need our eyes to be opened up even more. And to know Him as Jesus, as our Savior. Not only to know Him as our prophet, being sent by God. But to know Him as the only begotten Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our everything. He is the glorious and majestic one. He is worthy of our praise and service. He is worthy of us dedicating our lives to follow Him. May the Lord be gracious to us. May the Holy Spirit give us more knowledge and understanding of these things so that we may truly know Him. May our brother conclude us in our prayer.